So we had a machoikas in the Gemara between Rav Chanan bar Rava and Rav Huna about Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi. It's B'eser or B'dalit. So the Gemara has a kasha to prove that Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi is B'dalit. The Itmar Mavi Akum. Rav Amar Tarsakum a foolish. Ushmuel Amar Tarsakasasum. B'mayaskinon. So what are you talking? Elim of B'yoysim B'eser. Must be talking about it's pirtzasi be'eser, and still come rav terasa kima foolish. Alma pirtzas mavi b'tzidah b'dalit. The Gemara brings a raya from mavi akum that pirtzas mavi b'tzidah is b'dalit. So l'chora yesh l'aksh is a very simple question. That what is the din of pirtzas mavi b'tzidah b'dalit? The Gemara ends up saying that this pirtzas mavi b'tzidah everyone agrees to it is b'dalit because it's baki barabim. So what is the din of a Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi B'dalad that's Baki Barabim? So the Bir Halacha brings a few pshatim, a few halachas in the Achrayim, how do you misakin that type of Pesach? He brings from the Prima Gadim that what you do is you put a Lachi V'Kaira there. If it's a Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi, even though you have a Lachi in the Kaira front, you can have a Lachi V'Kaira on the second one also. And then he brings from the Evan Ha'izer that you could use a Tvisa Pesach there. And it's basically Me'ein Amavim Mefolish. We were last time, does it really mean Amavim Mefolish? Not Amavim Mefolish. But even the Evan Ha'ezer says that that's only if you're Mesach in the front of the Mavoi with a Lechi V'Kaira, you can fix the Pirta B'tzidah with the Pesach, Tvisa Pesach. But if the front has a Tvisa Pesach, then the side doesn't need anything. Because once, it's not a real Mavi Mefolish, it's really a B'sharashai, it's a Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi. And if the Mavi is Mesukim with the Lechi V'Kaira, then you don't need anything on the side. Well, if it's Mesukim with the Tvisa Pesach, B'roishai doesn't need anything on the side. And then there's a third pshat, is from the Beis Meir, that the Beis Meir says you can't Mesakin it, because it's a Pirtzas Mavi. Pirtzas Mavi is a problem. You can't do anything in the Pirtzas Mavi. It's not called a Pesach, it's called a Pirtza. And Zakta Beis Meir, that you can't even misak in it. So the Shaila is like this. On the one hand, the Gemara is telling to over here that every Pirtza, every Mavi Akum needs to come on to Rav Chanan, needs to come on to the Musik of Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi. And the Gemara says that it's Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi V'dalet. So it's Sugishtelt to the Sugya of Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi. On the other hand, It's not like Tzibras Mavi B'tzidoi, because not like any of the Shitas does it shtim with the din that's true by Tzibras Mavi B'tzidoi. According to the Prima Gadim, Tzibras Mavi B'tzidoi is Lachi V'Kaira. Here it doesn't work as Lachi V'Kaira. Here you have to make it, here Blaiz Mavi Mefolish, you need to make it Tzibras Pesach. You like to have an Oizer, even if you have a Tzibras Pesach on one, you have to Misak in the other one. And by Tzibras Mavi B'tzidoi, you don't have to be. And according to the Beis Meir, it doesn't work at all, and here it does work. So basically, on the one hand, we're stung too that it has to be like a Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi. On the other hand, we're saying it's a new Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi because it's its own halacha. That's a different halacha. This kasha on the Evan Ha'ezer, it's not the kasha on the Prima Gadim and the other pshat, but the kasha on the Evan Ha'ezer is a documented kasha that the Evan Ha'ezer says that a Pirtzas Mavi B'tzidoi, if you have a Tvisa Pesach on the front, doesn't need anything on the side. The Chasam Sofer itself, I don't know if it's in which editions of the Shulchan Aruch, but in this one, on the Evan Ha'ezer, there's a Haggah from the Chasam Sofer that asks this Kasha, that the Gemara tells it's to Mavi Akum, and by Mavi Akum you do need a Mesak on the side, even if the front has a Tvisa Pesach, so why not here? And in the, it's not in this, it's not here, but in the Rabbi Lawrence, in the Mishnah's Rabbi Kiveger, so he's mitzayin over there, a Rabbi Kiveger, in the Ksav HaChosim, I have it over there, that asks this kasha also on the Evan Ha'ezer. What's pshat that over here, even if you have a Tvisa Pesach on the front, you need something on the side. Okay, so let's get back to that kasha. That's the kasha. So now, in the Etzem Sugya Mavi Akum, you do a Rashi Shita that according to Rav that's Tarsakim Mefulish, it means that Kmimius has a din of a Mavi Mefulish, whatever that means exactly, but we're dealing with, and you have to put a Tarsak Pesach Bak Mimius. And in Shmuel he brings two pshatim, either like Rabbi Sav, you have to treat like a Mavi Sosim there, you put a Lechi, or you don't need anything. Tosfos bavarns a sheet of the Ri, that's Muva in the other Rishonim. It's brought Pafersh in the Rosh, in the other Rishonim, that it wouldn't be like that. And in Rav, you would need to go straight. Fine. But going in Rashi, Pashup Shad in Rashi, it's pretty Mefursh in the Lashon Rashi himself, is that it implies Mavo and Mefursh, not because it's one long Mavo, it's really two Mavois. And Narvas, it blives Mefulish. Why? Dr. Rashi, because Mefulish Shum Mefulish Lachaveroi is Nase, what's the one? Pilush Shum Mefulish Lachaveroi, Kum Mefulish Shram. So it blives Mavoi Mefulish because one is Mefulish to the other. So pretty Mefulish in Rashi that it's two. The Meiri says like that in Rashi, it's two. The Ran says like that in Rashi, it's two. The Haggah in the, from Simchas Yisabraidi in the three volume Meiri, the Haggah over there, he says the halacha that according to Rashi, you need batim chateres psuchas to ish mavoi. This is bibling like two. So, it's like two mavois. So, the, okay. So now, the Tosfos, it's like two mavois, and Tosfos, brings down over here that which would mean l'chayra that the best way to do this is to takadu a lechi in the front and a tzvus a pesach and a kmimius, because this way each movie is getting a tzvus a pesach and a lechi. Tosfos asks a kasha on the Gemara on Rashi on the Gemara and brings a raya from that to Rashi. He says that the Gemara says b'mayaskin on ilim b'yoseh me'eser. So why? How could Shmuel say it's kasas? Mashma like Rav, it's good. So Frank tells why like Rav, it's good. L'chayra, if the kmimius is more than 10, so l'chayra, if it's more than 10, then how could you make a tzuras a pesach according to Rav? Rav holds that a tzuras a pesach does not work on a pesach more than 10. So Tosfos says, yeah, but it works from deraisa. Exactly. So what? That works from deraisa. So it works from deraisa, and therefore you could put the tzuras a pesach there. I mean, so what? But Lamaisa, it's Pasul Midrabanan. So what was that? That's a Pshat of Tosfos. I mean, Lamaisa is Mefulish, and the Din of Mefulish needs Midrabanan, Alechi, and Tosfos Pesach. So who cares that it's good Midraisa? We're in the world of Midrabanan. So in the Midrabanan, where's your Tosfos Pesach? What's Pasul Pshat of Tosfos Teretz? Okay, so say that. Wasn't to do it. So it has to do with this that is good deraisa.
He's just bringing out the point that the concept conceptually makes sense to say make such a judgment because I find in Rav that he holds such a concept.
See, such a musik like that. So even though he's not suggesting we should become karoyim, I'm saying like deraisa is good. So you're saying there's a musig like that. You're saying there's such a musig that it works. So it's a kula over here because the mechudish deka type of mefulish. You know, I'm putting it by Rosh Hashanah, saying. Okay, right. So really, we bring that the question even further is at the end of Taizah. Taizah has a kasha at the end. That L'chor, why is Rav being Machmer? Which the whole question is, in this Havana is a little hard to understand the Rishim's question, but let's just go with the question and say what the question means is that Frech Taizah kasha, even according to this whole Lamdas, L'chayra, why do you need a Tzuras HaPesach in the middle? L'chayra should be enough, even according to this Lamdas, to have a Tzuras HaPesach in one side and a Lechi in the other, even according to Rav. So, that was Tzuras Kasha. And for Tzuras, we put in the middle Kadesh Yireh. Now, the Marsha speaks out that what Tzuras meant in the beginning of Tzuras, that it works. L'mal miyud midir Aisa is because you only need it in the middle of Al Kadesh Yireh, like Tzuras says in the end. Now, the Kasha is that the Kadesh Yireh wasn't a Kadesh Yireh was making a chumra, not a kula. The Ikar Din was that you have to put the Tzuras Pesach at the end, according to Tosfos. It's mechadesh a chumra put in the middle. But now, by putting it in the middle, you lost your Tzuras Pesach at the end now, because now it's puzzle. because it's more than 10. So the Marsha is saying that we're using the just a Pesach in the middle. You only need a Kadesh Yira, but L'chaira, we already established the whole Kash of Taisus was that you need it at the end because you need a real source of Pesach to mount to this Mavli. So how did the using it in the middle of Kadesh Yira get out of the problem that L'maisa, so now you have a Pesach source of Pesach, you only need Kadesh Yira, but you don't have you're not for entering the Iker Din that this Mavli is a Mavli Mefulish and it needs a source of Pesach. L'chaira, it's very shver. Right, and Bechlal, the Karbanasana asks Akasha on the whole idea of the Kadesh Yira is that where do we find this Musa? Do you need Kadesh Yira? If you have a very long, bumpy, twirly Mavoi, it doesn't say anywhere that you need to put in the middle. It says Machadish a new thing. It's not true. L'chaira, we don't find it elsewhere. And even his teretz, he says, well, it's Be'etzem, you could see it, just you don't have good eyesight. So then let's say you can't. Let's say there's a little hill that's a Tel Mislaket that's not Yud Mitoich Dalet. It's Yud Mitoich, but Lemaisa, you won't be able to see it on the other side of it. So Lemaisa, there are cases where the Karmel Sanal's teretz doesn't answer the Kasha. That L'chaira, there's no such halacha that you need a Tzvus Pesach Kedesh Yira called B'nei Amavui. So L'chaira, what you have to say over here in Tosfos is like this, that let's go back to the Prima Gadim we mentioned before. The Prima Gadim says that every Pirtas Mava B'tzidoi you could put in a Lechi V'Koira to be Matar the Pesach. Shaila is, how are you putting a Lechi V'Koira? Put a lechi v'koira in the middle of a random crack in the wall. Lechi v'koira was misukin on a Pesach. It wasn't misukin on a pirtza. The Rashba says that mafurish. The Rashba, it's interesting because the Bir Alacha brings four pshatim. Well, how do you do a pirtza mavu b'tzidoi? So often a Rashba that basically brings this prima gadim and says, hey, you can't do that. He says, if ain't karas mavu matir asan, v'loy sagilu b'oysa pirtza, the last Rashba in Hammond base, and he says, you can't use a lechi v'karash, ain't karas matiras, it's a pirtza, el atzarach tzuras pesach. You have to put a tzuras pesach. You can't put a lechi v'karash in something which doesn't have a shame pesach to it. So we'll say in the prima gadim that he learned that since it's Baki B'Rabim, it's called a Pesach. Well, now if it's called a Pesach, so you called isn't a Mavim a foolish, something has two Pesachim to it? And so then you should need a Tzuras of Pesach and a Lechi on one. So the Prima Gadim is telling us that it's such an idea that you have an additional Pesach to the Mavim. It's not a Pirtza because people use it as an entryway somehow or other. It's not the normal entryway. But people use it, and it's called a Pesach enough that you can put a Lechi B'Kara there, but it's not called Mavim a foolish. So what's the pshat? Must be pshat is because there's a halacha that the primary entryway of the mavui, that's the Pesach mavui, that's the Rosh mavui, and that establishes where the ikar called the ikar traffic, the ikar hiloch, the ikar shtamshus of the mavui shtadavek through the Pesach mavui. And that's what establishes that it's called arkei yasa rochboy because that's how the bnei rishus rabba mishtamish. Or the Bnei Mavoi and the Chatzeris and the Batim are Mishtamish with the Mavoi to go out. Even if there's another Pesach to the Mavoi, but it's not the Rosh HaMavoi, it's called the Pesach. You can misak the Lechi, but it's not called the Rosh HaMavoi to Shtelavek, the Din of Mavoi Mefulish. Mavoi Mefulish means is that there's two points that this Mavoi has two Roshim to it. And the Bnei Rosh HaShem from there and here equally have access to the Batim, and it's the other, it's the Rosh HaMavoi. This Pesach B'tzid is not the Rosh HaMavoi, because if it would be, it would be called a Chatzit, because it would be Roch B'Yesal Arkai. He's just saying, is a Chiddush, it's not called a Pirtza, it's not a crack in the wall, it's also a Pesach. A Mavoi, like Rashi says, Eina Nifsa B'Pesachim Harbe. It's not a Pesach. But the primary, which tells the fact, the Pesach, the Mavoi, is the Pesach Mavoi B'Roshai, and that's the Ikar Din to Shtal. So if you, the point of a Mavoi B'Folish is not that it has two Pesachim, is that it has two Roshim to it. It has the Rosh HaMavoi, it has the. So now the chiddush of this sugya of Rav's chiddush is is that even if you have a pirtza betzidai, pirtza betzidai is called, it could be the a Pesach of the Mavi, it could be a way out of the Mavi, but it's not called the other Rosh HaMavi. But over here, there's a chiddush. I mean, we could ask even better on the Prima Gadim. Let's ask a stronger. It says, Madach, if when you have a Mavi, and the pirtza at the end of the Mavi leads straight into Rosh HaRabim, you don't need to Rosh HaPesach. So how could it be worse that it leads to a Mavi that leads to Rosh HaRabim? There you need a Tosa Pesach. Leading to a Mavi that goes to Rosh Hashanah is worse than if the Pesach would land up in Rosh Hashanah itself. So the teretz is that according to Rashi, Rashi is learning Takatuma voice. The Rosh of the other Mavoi has a shame Rosh HaMavoi to it. It's called the Rosh of the Tzveta Mavoi. And it's called the Pesach of that Mavoi. And it's the access point, and it shells avek the Hiluch HaRabim into the Mavoi from over there. The chiddush of the sugya is that if I have a Pesach at the end of the Mavoi, and through that Pesach is the way we access that other Pesach, now it becomes that other Pesach is the Rosh of this Mavoi as well. That other Pesach now becomes that other Pesach becomes the Rosh of this Mavoi because I have access to it through this Pesach. So if I have access to it through the end of my Mavoi, so now it becomes that there's two Roshim to this Mavoi. So the Rav's chiddush is that this Pesach at the end of my Mavoi is worse than a Pesach b'tzidoi at the end of a Mavoi Stam. Now, at the end of a Mavoi Stam, I have one Rosh, and then I have a way out, a back way out. The back way out, you're masakin it the way you're masakin it. That's the sugya pirtzas Mavoi b'tzidoi. But over here, if the back way out leads me out to the other Mavoi that has the Rosh to the Mavoi over there, that is another whole mahalach of how to access the Batim, so now that becomes that's my Rosh HaMavoi. And Mimela, now I have access to that Rosh HaMavoi. What's Rashi's Chiddush? Rashi says, but it's two Mavois, Lamaisa. So there's the word is that each Mavoi, the Mavoi A, right? It's not just that it becomes one long Mavoi, it's two Mavois, but the way we look at the back Pesach of each Mavoi is that it's giving you access to the other Rosh HaMavoi, so Mamela has the shame of the Rosh of the second Rosh of this Mavoi. So it gives a shame Mavoi Mefulish to each Mavoi. Since that's what Rashi means, it's mefulish to chaveroi, it doesn't mean that I'm straight mefulish to shrabim. It means that since that chaveroi, that mavoi, has another rosh to it, that becomes the rosh of my mavoi. So the chiv tikkun on each mavoi comes out like this. What's mechayiv the tikkun, ba'akmimius, is because the akmimius gives access to each mavoi to the other rosh. That's the ikar point of the Akmimius. The ikar point of the Akmimius is not that it's its own Pesach. It's its own Pesach, it wouldn't be worse than the Prima Godin. Madach, a Pesach that lands up in Rosh Hashanah is not Mechayev Tzuos Pesach. A Pesach that lands up in another Mavi is not going to require a Tikkun of a Tzuos Pesach. It's because the Akmimius gives me access to that Rosh of the Mavi. So Memela, whatever I'm doing, the ikar chiv is to be Mesakin the two Roshim of the Mavi. That's what's Mechayev to be a Tikkun in the Akmimius. So it comes out like this. So Memela Tais Kasha at the end. Tais Kasha at the end was, why are we being machmer? And as Tais is saying is, Mi'ikra Adin, there's three Pesachim here. There's one Pesach at the Rosh of the Mavi here. There's another Pesach at the Rosh of the Mavi there. And then there's the Akmimis, which gives both Mavuis access to both Roshim. So Tais Kasha was, if I'm a second one Rosh with the Tzuos Pesach and one with the Lechi, so it's going to be chal that Rosh HaMavoi is misukin with a Tzuos HaPesach. That's going to chal as a tikkun for this Mavoi. Because the whole problem with the Akmimius is because it gives you access to that Rosh. If that Rosh is misukin with a Tzuos HaPesach, that's going to be moil for this Mavoi too. So that's why Tzuos has a kasha, that even though it's two Mavois, but that's Tzuos kasha that you could still be misakin both with a Tzuos HaPesach here and a Lech here, because it would be chal the tikkun of the Tzuos HaPesach at the end for the first Mavoi, because now the Akmimius is leading you to a Rosh, which is Mesukin. That was Tei's Kash. What's Tei's Teretz? Tei's not answering Stam Teretz. The Kedesh Shira, the halacha of Kedesh Shira is that you have to always see the Tzuos HaPesach. Not true. You said from the Korban Sanal. It's not true. The point is that the Chazal said, don't rely on being Mesakin, your Pesach of Mavoi A, the Pesach of one Malva is really the Akmimius. You're just relying on the Tikkun in the Roish that it's Moyel for the Akmimius. So Chazal were Misakin that you're relying too much on the other one. The people here don't see a Tikkun in their own Pesach. So Memela, do the Tikkun of the Tzorah Pesach in your Pesach, because that's really your Pesach. Since that's really your Pesach, do the Tikkun in your Pesach so that you'll be able to see the Tikkun of your Pesach being Chal. So Memela, it's not just a new Gzera. There's a Taka Tikkun being Chal in this, in Akmimius, because that's your Pesach. Now, Ibazo, you could say that maybe that would be Pshat in the Marsha. Marsha was saying, since you only need to put it here, Kadesh Ira, that means you'll really make radin. Where is it being chal? This the tikkun and akmimius is being chal to the Pesach over there. So why does Rav hold that you can't be masakin you can't use a tzuras Pesach on a Pesach more than yud? Is that a psul in the Pesach? Is that a psul in the tzuras Pesach? So Tosis is proving that since the tzuras Pesach could work with deraisa, so has a shem tzuras Pesach and more than yud. So be'etzem the tzuras Pesach has a shem tzuras Pesach and more than yud. It's called the tzuras Pesach with deraisa. Just midrabanan, you can't use a tzuras Pesach to masakin a Pesach which is more than yud. But over here, the ikar tikkun of this tzuras Pesach is being called to that Pesach. So that Pesach is less than yud. Since that Pesach is less than yud, I could use the tzuras Pesach here to masakin that Pesach over there. It's two. It's two, and the tzuras Pesach, but each one has access to both roshim. So mela mikra, then you could masakin the rosh over there, and that would be moyel for both. But the whole thing is midrabanan. But midrabanan of the ikar adin is the kadesh year of the ikar adin is that you should each one should be masakin their own pesach. And the mele put the tzuras pesach in the akmimius, which is your own pesach. And even though it's l'malam yud, it's okay because that's Hashem tzuras pesach, and then it's moel to masak in the side.
What were the relation
of the mele and the pesach of the mele? The pesach of the mele is giving access to that pesach, so now that becomes the rosh of this mele, right? I have access to that Rosh of Mavi. So now this Mavi Gufa has like another Rosh. It doesn't make that the Pesach. It makes it that I have to, the Tikkun there is going to be Chal for this Pesach, but this still blibes the Pesach of Mavi. What does Shmuel hold? Well,
we're in the Akmimius. Is the Chal, that's in Pesach.
Where? Where physically?
Where am I putting up the Pesach? Does it put it all oxen?
Yeah. Because that's where this movie ends and that one starts. That's what Tosfos learned, clearly. Because Tosfos had that Slamal Amiud. Yes. So, what?
Where's the Gimel
Chitzis for Shmuel? We discussed that. Who says the Gimel Chitzis is an Etzem Dim? Gimel Chitzis is for the Hashem Rashuyas. After the Rashuyas, I have it. I have Mehelchos Rashuyas through Mechitzis. You're saying. Mavi Sosim, it's a Mavi Sosim, Hilchos Rishuyas wise. Mavi Sosim means has one Rosh to it. If you had a magic trick to make two a Mavi with two walls, it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid Gomor, and it only has one Rosh on Mavi, then that's this case.
Why is it
Tassim Tzidai? What's the Tzushtal to Tassim Tzidai? The Tzushtal is that you need to come on to Tassim Tzidai. Because if a Pesach in the Mavi, which is not the Rosh Mavi, wouldn't require a Tikkun, so then this would be basically called the Mavi Sasim then. You have a Chap over here, you have a Pesach to the Mavi, it's not the Rosh Mavi, and the Pesach Mavi, we have to reckon with that. So if that's Stam, the Pesach Mavi, and it leads to outside, so you deal with it like a tzveit or a pesach. But now that there is such a thing as a pesach mavi that requires tikkun, and it leads you to another reish of the mavi, that becomes the reish of your mavi. So it's a tzushtel to getting back to the point. So why is this worse than pesach mavi betzidoi that we asked originally? Pesach mavi betzidoi makes it that there's another pesach to the mavi. Okay, so you deal with the pesach however you deal with it. According to the Eben Ezer, you don't have to deal with it bechlal if you have a tzuras pesach. According to the Prima Gadim, you put a lech v'kar. According to the base Meir, it's a piritza. But all those cases is because that's the end of it. You have one roish, and it's not a tzura of a mavi mefulish. But over here, where that pesach, or even I'm keeping like that, that pesach is now leading you to a place which is the Rosh Hamavi, now that makes it into a Mavi Mefulish. It makes that, now it has a din of a Mavi Mefulish. What does Shmuel hold according to this Cheshvan? So it would depend according to Rabbi Yisav of Rashi or himself. According to Rabbi Yisav Sharashi, comes out that that he also holds that that's the tzuras, that he holds that that blibes the Pesach Amavoy. He just doesn't hold of this Knech. He holds like, nah, it's too fancy to say this Knech. So he holds like the Kasha. He holds that it's a Pesach Amavoy, and it's like the prima, it's basically like the Prima Godim comes out. It's a Pesach Amavoy that doesn't lead you out to the other Rosh, you put a Lechi there. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Shirashi holds. And according to Shmuel. And according to... It's a Pesach Amavoy. Okay, he agrees to the Metzias of it. The Metzias is that this is a way to get to Rosh Hashanah. It's just not becoming that a Mesiachas to that Rosh. Right. And according to the other Peshat, he's Bechlal, argues on the whole concept that it becomes the Pesach HaMavoy Bechlal. So, and that's where the Gemara would depend on how you learn the Gemara's Kasha before. Okay, fine. Now, the Shaila is, by the way, this whole thing that we're saying is Mefurish in the Ritva. You want to take a look. The Ritva is this whole Shaklataria in Rashi. He brings Rashi. Then he says, why are we Machmer? Then he says, why are we so Machmer? He brings his Kasha. He says, I don't have the Kasha. Of course you're Machmer because this is the Pesach HaMavoy. So then he says, So, and then he asks, okay, but still, put it at the end. And he says, Kedeshir, put it in your own Pesach. He first started off as, he builds up that it's Tumah voice. This is the Pesach of each. You could still be Mekayim, the Tikkun on this Pesach, but putting it at the end. And the Tikkun of Kedeshir is that each one should put it on its own Pesach. So you look over there in his build up in Rashi, he's basically saying this Mefurish, I think. Okay. The Shaila is, what does the other Shita hold in this? So like this. So first of all, there's a Rashba over here. The Rashba argues straight up on Rashi. The Rashba says, I don't understand why being so machmer over here, just put one Tzuras HaPesach over there and one Lachi here. That's the Rashba's Kasha and Rashi in our sugya. The background to that Kasha, I think, is the way the Rashba understood the whole Rashi. If you look at the Rashba that I mentioned before, the last Rashba in Hanan Beis, when he's explaining what was the tsushtel of Pirtas Mavi Bitsidoy in the first place, so he says, he asks another Kasha, he says, why is the Gemara only bringing a Raya from Rav? We bring a Raya to B'chanan that since Pirtas Mavi Bitsidoy, since the case of Mavi Akum is talking about that the opening is less than 10, so it's a Raya to Rav Chanan. Where's the Raya? Where's the Raya? From Rav. The Rav makes him a foolish. Frak there, basically, the Kasha's from Shmuel too. Because Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yosef Shorashi, require a Lechi there. So you really have a Raya from Rabbi Yosef Shorashi in Shmuel also to Rav Chanan. Because Pirtas Mavi Bitsidoy is Bedalad. And even Shmuel requires you to do something in that Dalit. You don't just ignore that Dalit. So you see Pirtzim of B'tzidu's Epis. In the Gemara is trying to prove that Pirtzim of B'tzidu is B'dalit. In that category, right, okay, sorry, it's confusing. Pirtzim of B'tzidu is B'dalit. Before we answer that, it's Baki B'Rav. So what's the Raya? Pirtzim of B'tzidu is B'dalit. The Raya is from Rav. Why? The Raya is from Shmuel too. Basically, it's Kasha. So he says, no, because Shmuel holds that becomes a Pesach. And Rav Huna's point is that it's called a Pirtza. And you only see it's called a Pirtza from Rav. From Rav you see it's called a Pirtza. From Shmuel you don't see it's called a Pirtza because it's called a Pesach. In other words, the way he understood Rashi was, Shmuel holds that it's a Pesach. The Rashba basically argues on this whole Vart. He doesn't understand this concept that you can have a Pesach that leads you to another Pesach, then now that becomes now that that makes you foolish. If this is the Pesach, then that's the end of your Mavui, basically. Pesach means you're at the end of the Mavui. Now you're going somewhere else. So he argued on this whole concept. So he understood Rashi was that Shmuel holds it's a Pesach, so he put a Lechi there. And that's nothing to do with Pirtza Mavui B'tzidui. And Rav didn't hold it's a Pesach. Rav held it's a Pirtza at the end of the Mavui. And since it's a Pirtza, so there's no wall between you, so you become one big Mavoi. So Memela, that was the Raya to Rav Huna, that it becomes a Pirtza B'tzidoy less than Eser. But that's why the Rashba doesn't understand Rashi. So he said, why being Machmer? It's one big Mavoi. So what are you putting stuff in the middle for? because Rashba had shver this whole thing. But that's the way Rashba learned Rashi clearly, is that the machlikas Rav and Shmuel gufa is it called a pirtz in the end, or is it called a pesach in the back? Shmuel holds called a pesach. And the melech you could misak and olechiv kara and still mavi sasim with a pesach. And Rav held, no, it's parts in the back, so it's mavi mafulish. No, but Tosfos answers it. Tosfos answers it. I'm saying he doesn't answer. He blabs shver because of that kasha. I'm saying he doesn't. He switches off. He jumps off of Rashi because of that. So what we're saying is Rashi holds. No, Rav also holds. It's a Pesach. It's just a Pesach at the end of the moment can make you have a din of a mavi mafulish. Okay, so based on that, let's get to the re. So what does the re hold? What, the other sheet that holds it straight. So I think the oil was going that the re holds is one mavi, very simple, nice chakira. Shmuel hold, Rashi held it. Super voice, and the re holds is one mavi. Why does the re hold is one mavi? He woke up one day and just that's the way he looks at it. What's the difference? At some point, a curved mavi is going to be one, right? If it goes like this, it's one. If it goes like this, it's still one. If it goes like a resh, it's one. But if it's a dalet, if it's maybe he doesn't hold the whole svara. He holds that it's got to the picture in that Rebbe Kiveger is like a resh, not a dalet. It's not a right angle. It's like a curve. So fine. But anyway, the point is, so it's so okay. He held this one. If he holds it's one, just in svara. So what was b'chal the raya from the Gemara? Pirtzes mavi b'tzidei. He just arguing on the shape. The re holds that the machlokes Rav and Shmuel is about the shape of a mavi. We know that a mavi has to be zeh k'neged zeh. Okay, Rav holds it's also called zeh k'neged zeh. Relax. I don't know if he's so precise. It can't be that the other shita, the re in the rush, and the other shita that holds that in Shmuel and Rav it's one mavi. It's just because it's one mavi. Just because he looks at it like that. Because then the Gemara wouldn't make sense. The Gemara would have no tushtel to begin with. So l'chaira, you have to say that even the re held that in the svar chitzoina is that it's two mavis. We started off that it's two mavis. The question just is that he, with his machlikis in Rashi, is now that there's a pirtz of b'tzidei, what happens? And Yeshloima, that there's a machlekes in the Rishonim, maybe Tais and Tais Rosh, had to understand exactly what the re held. The Tais Rosh, I think that's Rashba held, that the re holds, that's called a pirza, like we just said over from the Rashba, the way he understood Rashi, and that's why he asked. It's called a pirza in the back. It's called a pirza, one moment, you started off with two, but Lamaisa, one is parts to the other. So Mimela, it's Meschaber them. And Mimela, it's Chal now that there's two Rosh Hashanah to this Mavi. You would have looked at it, Misvara, like one, like two. But since it's parts B'tzidoi, so parts B'tzidoi makes it that each one is open to the other and it's blibes like one big Mavi. Tosfos is Shver. A little complicated to explain this, but basically, Tosfos, when he has a raya not like the re. What's the raya not like the re? The raya not like the re is because the Gemara says that Pirtzas Mavoi, like I said before, Pirtzas Mavoi, that if the case of Mavoi Akum was by more than 10, then what's Pshat and Shmuel? Mashma like Rav, it's good. So Frek Toisvis, according to the re, that the conversation is about the Rosh Hamavoi, so what are we saying is more than 10? The Rosh Hamavi is more than 10. So if the Rosh Hamavi is more than 10, then it's Shver like Rav too. So the Shaila is, and Taisa Rosh says, in this point of the Gemara, what's the difference between Rashi and the Ri? The point is, how did the two Mavis become one? Because there's a crack in the middle. So you down the crack by that Kamumius. That's where the crack is happening. That's where the Mavis are being separated from one another. So Zokta Taisa Rosh, the Ri also agrees to that. When you're dining where the Pirtza is, it's over there. And the Pirtza there is more than 10. And the middle of the Rosh Hamavi could still be less than 10, like Taisa said in Rashi. So Taisa Rosh says, the Ri could also hold like that. So why didn't Taisa say that? It's obvious. Taisa's, the Teretz is that Taisa's held that the Pshan and the Ri is that the Ri also held Be'etzem it's two movies. The Ri also Be'etzem held it's two movies. But the point that Tariya is saying is that he holds that the tikkun that you make at the end of the Mavi is misakin the Pesach of this Mavi at the end. So he basically is saying is that it's like two Mavis, and it's the Pirtzah Betzidoi blibes the Pirtzah Betzidoi is blibing a Pesach from one to the other, and Memelo, when you're Masakin the Rosh HaMavi, you're Masakin this Pesach. So the point was that we were dining that the Pirtzah was not the diagonal piece, the Pirtzah was the opening from one Mavi to the other, and that's where you're coming to be Masakin. You're coming to Masakin, not the Akmimius, you're coming to Masakin the Pirtzah Beroish of each Mavi, and Memela, you're doing that with because if Rashi were saying, in Rashi, that's where one Mavi ends to the other. In the Re, it's becoming one, it's parts to the other. The point is, saying that point where, I'm not in the cheshbon right now. You're right. I have to revisit that point. No, I'm trying to say is that...
Because they're holding that what? There's a problem with more than 10 on the side.
What Taiz is trying to say is that, according to the Ri, the Pesach at the end of the Mavoi is the Pesach for this Mavoi. And Memela, it's not so much it's one. It's just that you don't need a Mesachin HaKmimius. That's all he's saying. So in other words, because he held that's not where the Pirtza is, Akarcha. The Rashi, you don't have to misaken the Akmimis, you just misaken the end of the each Mavi by itself. Let me leave that. Okay, let me just leave that point for a second. It's complicated. Okay, let me just get one more point in. Maybe we'll come more in this bar with this point. So we're saying that Pashup Shad in the Re is that even though it started off as two Mavois, but he argues that he holds that the back of the Mavi blibes Parots and Mamela becomes one. Rashi held the back of the Mavi is like a Pesach and Mamela it's two. And just the Tikkun that you do at the end of the Misak and the Akmimius. Okay. Now, what do we call the Mordechai? The Mordechai says Mordechai is busy that you need a Misak and the Akmimius at Kadesh Yira. And the Marshal brought it down as an explanation of Rashi. And it's not exactly clear what he's saying, but he basically says if you have two Tzuras of Pesachs at each end, you have to put the Lechi in the middle to Misak and the Akmimius. So how do we all go? I think we all learned based on the Marshal that the Mordechai is like Rashi. That you know? They need that. You need a Misak. You need to do something in the Akmimius. The Maaseh Beis Yosef says that The Mordechai is like the Re. No, he says that the Mordechai is like the Re. Which the Prisha Taka asks, what do you mean when Mordechai is like the Re? Mordechai is like Rashi, because he has to do something in the Akmimius. So, what do you mean he's like the Re? But in what way is the Mordechai like the...
He means the same riot, the foliage is like the
Okay, so what does he hold? What's he doing over there? So I think that in the Mordechai Gespart, there's other Kenech in the Re. That it's not the Pshat that it's Stam 1. It's not Pshat that he holds its parts and it's Stam 1. Because if there would be Stam parts and it becomes 1, it's for sure not Stam 1 in Svara. And it's not even becoming 1 in Stama because there's a Pirtza there. Because if it was, there's no Makan to put a Lechi in the middle. You don't put Lechis in the middle of nowhere. L'chaira, he also agrees, Al-Derech Rashi, that it's blibing the Pesach the Mavi. Each one has a Pesach. Navas, his Machlikas with Rashi is, Rashi is saying that there's a Pesach. The Pesach means... I start and I finish, and you start and you finish, and there's two Mavuis. He's learning is that since each one is a Pesach to the other, so that's Kufa Mechaber them into one. But since it's a Pesach, being mechaber them, there's a din to be mesaken that Pesach. So you could put a lechi there. But it's a question of what do you do when you have two mavois that both have, there's one reish here, and then there's a Pesach being mechaber the two mavois. So what do you do over here? So now we're saying is that this was the Mordechai's point. So he's like the Ri in the sense that now it's blibing that all you have to misakin is the two, make our din, it's like one. But it's not one because they're parts to each other. It's because two mavois, which both have a Pesach to each other, work together as one, that you misakin, you don't have to misakin, you're just misakin the two Roshim. And that's a tikkun for the mavoi. But since Kedei Shiyira, you won't see a Pesach, a tikkun on your Pesach, so the misakin to make a lechi on your Pesach. But be yisoidai, that's why... Well... It's Mavu Mefulish, Lamaisa. So you need to have a Tzurz of Pesach somewhere.
Well, I have a Tzurz of Pesach on one side, the Lechi, and the other side, and the middle.
What happened to the Tzurz of Pesach and the Lechi? Why is he saying that you need Tzurz of Pesach?
Uh-huh. On the Pesach, I'm a fool.
It's not blibing, that's not where, right, because it's not the point that it's giving me. According to Rashi, we're saying this Pesach is Mesiach to the other Rosh HaMavoi. According to him, this Pesach is just really, it's not really there. It's really primarily making it that I have access to the whole Mavoi, not to the other Rosh HaMavoi. It's making it that there's a Hemshech in the Mavois. What is he saying to have two Tzurz of Pesachs and one Lechi in the middle? Because that's where the Pilush is. No, but he's asking, why can't you do one Tzurz of Pesach and a Lechi?
The other Mavoi has no, just has a Lechi. Mavoi Mefulish has the Mavoi Mefulish and only has a Lechi.
Right. In other words, it's not as one as in, it's not parts to each other. It's not becoming one Mamish. That so each one has a din that needs a tikkun of a Tzurz of Pesach, else it's Pilush. So, what? So why is it like, so in what way is it like the Ri?
Because it's one.
Right, I mean, is it one or two, L'maisa?
No, the din Kadesha Yira. The L'maisa Kadesha Yira. But it's
right, in other words, Nafkamina is that the only, you could have it there if it's more than Yud. You could have a Lechi there more than Yud. That's his Chiddush. You know, according to the Ri, that wouldn't work. I mean, according to Rashi, what? I don't think so. You can't put a Lechi more than Yud. No, Lechi? It's just Pesach, because it's Deraisa. Lechi doesn't work. Only Tzurz Pesach because the Tzurz Pesach is a Musik of Deraisa. You can't put a Lechi in more than Yud. Tzurz Rashi even speaks that out in Rashi. So in Rashi, it's the Pesach that needs the Tikkun. In the Ri, in the Mordechai, this Pesach is just Kadesh Yira. It's only Kadesh Yira. He's Mechanish, then you need Kadesh Yira over the Ri. Because they're still like, they're not parts to each other, they're Pesuach to each other. So in that sense, it's like the Ri. It's like a middle, it's a little bit of a middle Shita, but it's more doyma to the Ri than Rashi because they're not two separate Mavis. They need two separate Tikkunim. Okay. How you stand?